on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Thank you once again to Sean Callan coming on last segment from Husker Online. We have a special guest, though, for this segment, Lori Wellman of Matt Talbot Kitchen and Outreach. Lori, it's so great to see you again. How are you today?
I am glorious.
Glorious.
Bill said that he barely wanted to do the show when I wasn't here.
I didn't. Every day I come in, is Lori coming in?
It's a whole year worth
of Any word from Wellman's? What's going on there?
What can I say?
She's back again. You're
making
full of
money.
Life and energy. She got here like 7:50 this morning for an 8:30 appearance.
True story.
I like on
that.
Time.
And then you were out talking to DP, feeding the squirrels.
Yeah. So much fun. And he was telling me about the gang wars with the birds, and there's a whole
thing
real. Out
there. I've seen it before.
It gets real.
Crazy out
what,
there.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
What?
There's gang wars with the birds and the squirrels out there. We feed the wildlife here.
Wildlife.
At the Ticket.
No idea. No.
The squirrel, I tried. DP let me try, and the squirrel wouldn't do it. He only wanted DP.
Is that right?
Yeah. Doesn't like blondes.
He's the caretaker, essentially.
Yes.
So
yeah. I like that, though. I kind of like that. If the squirrel's just taking peanuts from anybody, then that's not kind of lose your way.
Yeah,
Lori Wellman.
Yes.
Lori Wellman is with us.
Her husband does what? What's her husband do?
Basketball coach at Wesleyan. Yeah.
Whatever I ask, Bill.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good answer right there.
How about that?
Actually, it's just a coach.
Don't say that.
He's a coach.
He's big time.
Yeah, he's big time coach. Is he... Could you talk to him at all about, because you said he worked with the athletic director 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Would you talk to him about Eric Getzfred getting in the Hall of Fame? I can raise more money for this event once we just get Eric Getzfred pushed through like he should be. It's not a stretch either. He should be. If you'd have your husband talk to him,
I'll see what
great.
I can do.
Thank you.
It's very important to the show for that.
Thank you.
I've got connections. I'll see what I can do.
Eric Getzfred is a very forgettable name.
No, he's not. He's a legendary player at Wesleyan.
Who are you?
Look at Bill. Just taking a shot.
Oh, it's because Marty's in the Hall of Fame? All
Getzfred.
Of a sudden.
Well,
yeah. You know, with Dale, all you got to do is ask me to go to Dave's Hot Chicken, and he'll do anything you ask.
That's the deal?
That's the in with Dale.
Yeah.
Or donuts.
Yeah.
Right. Either way.
Both those.
That's the end. Lori's here.
Lori's here to discuss Give to Lincoln Day, which is 22 days away.
22.
Yes. May 28th at Matt. You can donate at givetolincoln.com. We were at Matt Talbot last year. It was an incredible time. Can you tell us, the breakers out there, the importance of Give to Lincoln Day and what the funds go to at
Give
Matt
to
Talbot.
Lincoln Day has become the biggest fundraiser we do all year. It's incredibly exciting. And what it does is it keeps our programs going all year round. A lot of times when people know about Matt Talbot, they think, oh, you're that soup kitchen. And I say, no, not quite. Mm. What we are is an organization that does serve meals. We serve two meals a day, 365 days a year. And last year, we provided over 263,000 meals through our hunger relief program, combination of the served meals as well as our choice pantry. But there are three other pillars that are equally as important at Matt Talbot. Those are outreach, so things like showers, laundry, getting IDs, getting birth certificates, getting things like sunscreen and bug spray and hygiene products and all of that. There's another pillar that focuses on housing for people experiencing chronic homelessness, as well as people who are on the bubble. Mm. And I guarantee we all know someone who's a lot closer to being on the bubble than we think.
Sure. Agreed.
Then there's that last pillar, which is care, and that's our substance use team. And a lot of times substance use issues go hand in hand with poverty and homelessness. So we're tackling all of those things at one place.
Wow, that's a huge day for you then, because it's taking care of all of that.
You bet, all year round. Those programs, and our substance use program also runs three transition houses and one alternative house off-site.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of expenses in everything that we just said.
Mm-hmm.
Numbers are increasing as far as need goes, and we are running into sort of a phenomenon where volunteers are finding it a little bit harder to provide the food that they once did for those meals. So we provide between 150 and 200 meals every time we have a meal. And historically, hunger relief teams have bought the food, served it, and helped us clean up. But as we are serving more people and food becomes more expensive, it is harder for those teams to do it. So Matt Talbot's absorbing more in our operational budget than we ever have before.
Mm-hmm. Because of societal factors.
You bet.
So we need to crush this thing then.
You bet. Yeah.
How do we crush
it? Yeah, what do we do?
What's that look like to you?
It looks like last year. It looks like, and you know what? We are incredibly grateful for the generous community we live in. Last year, people came out and they supported us in a huge way. We made almost $300,000 on this day. And it was so impactful. Every time we have someone who comes in with no hope, they are broken. They have burned their bridges. They're addicted to substances and don't know where they're going to sleep. The people who contribute to this event are impacting that life. They may never see it, but we do every day.
Wow. And you know what? It's important for you to come on a show like this and verbalize this, because most of us are just in a scramble every day. Man. You're in a scramble. So you don't stop and think about what you're dealing with every day. I don't think the typical person does.
You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Because we're all sort of in a scramble, you know. So it is really important to hear this.
It's also important, I think, for people to understand that sometimes when people hear about Matt Talbot, they think homelessness. And that's absolutely part of who we serve. The majority of the people who come through our center and utilize our services are housed, but they are real close to the bubble. Mm-hmm. They are just living day to day trying to get by. In fact, I will tell a story of a man who came in last week. I'm not going to give anything that would help identify who he is, but he just came in and you could see his heart was crunched. He didn't want to be there. And we did the best we could to welcome him and say, hey, it's fine. That's why we're here. Mm-hmm. Let's take you in the back room so we can chat. You don't have to be around anything else. Let's just chat. He really needed our food services. And this is someone who is housed barely and works full time, but they cannot get by. And so we are there for that person too. Mm-hmm. So the gifts that come and forgive to Lincoln Day, they impact people who are experiencing homelessness and severe mental illness, as well as someone who's just trying to get by.
I remember last year we took a tour through the pantry that's on the outside of the building. And that's incredible. Walk us through that process and how people get involved with that.
So the pantry is really important because everything Matt Talbot's doing, we're doing with that dignity piece in mind. So the same way that I want to go to the store and pick out what my sometimes annoying children want specifically, right, our guests want to do that too. They want to pick out what their family wants and what they need. It allows us to be a little bit more sensitive. I'm a little more sensitive to cultural issues too. Instead of me looking at you and saying, here's what your family probably wants, you go through and do that. Mm. And that's your cereals and your pastas, but it's also, there's a refrigerated component. You can get eggs, you can get dairy, you can get chicken. It's important for our guests to have access to quality nutrition, not just whatever fills up your belly. And that's not expired food. That's kind of a misconception. Mm-hmm. This is all good quality food with nutritional value that our guests are worthy of and deserve.
Now, the ticket will be on the scene from 1 to 7 p.m. on Thursday, May 28th.
Can't wait.
Do you want to tease anybody that's going to be there, or is that still news we're waiting to?
We better not.
Okay, all right. Okay. Just know there's going to be some big names that
stop
by.
We tease a lot on the show.
They stop by.
There's one I'm most certain about, and I think that is someone from the UNL basketball staff will be there.
Okay.
How's that for vague?
How about that for
No, that's good, actually.
That's good.
But, yes, so...
That's a big, popular staff now, right now.
Yes.
He won out over the Wesleyan basketball. We went with, I know Dale. It was like neck and neck, but.
They could both show up, you know.
Dale can show up.
Yeah. He should be there.
He did last year.
He did show up. That was great.
No, we're just letting him have a breather this year. Tell him if he wins a national championship, we can have him next year.
Yeah. That's fair.
The website is givetolincoln.com. It's not the number two. Give T-O. Givetolincoln.com. You can select Matt Talbot. people can donate right now. It's May 1st.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And the other thing, too, is someone forgets that and they go to our website and they click donate, it's going to take you directly to the Lincoln Community Foundation page.
Okay.
So if they forget and they just go to ours, it'll take them to the right page and right to our spot on the Lincoln Community Foundation page so they can make their donation that way. It's all the same place.
This is important.
Well, it's a very important day. We certainly
love
are rooting for you guys,
too. Love the
preparation
she had for this show. She came in ready. It wasn't random. She came in prepared.
Wow, it's impactful.
You're a very calming presence, by the way. Very calm.
I don't think that's ever been said.
It's very calm.
Steve pretty much nailed it. Like, I don't think of this stuff daily. Everybody has kind of their own kind of things going on. Yeah. You're doing stuff.
Yep.
But like I said, my life's pretty good, so I need to help out more. And so like, I think everybody's, a lot of people are in that same boat. Where I was like, oh, wow, hang on a second here.
One thing that I think is important is your location is where?
2121 North 27th.
Right. It's kind of hidden.
A little bit.
Yes,
yeah.
A little back off
on the west side of the street.
Yeah.
And some people will probably drive by there and they'll see people and go, wonder what's going on over there. Well, that's what's going on over there.
There's
a lot going on over there.
And you know what I'd encourage? I give tours all the time, and I love people to come in and do a tour. It doesn't mean you have to donate that day. It doesn't mean you have to sign up to volunteer. Just come in. I'll do a 30-minute tour with you. I'll walk you around. I guarantee it's going to dispel some of the myths you have about who we are and what we do and who we serve.
Good idea.
Can someone stop by there today with a bag of cash? Are you okay with that?
You know what? I feel like I'd make some time for that.
Yeah, see? So if someone has, if someone's driving by today with
a
shoebox full of cash, they'll take that.
Sure will.
A check.
You know what else we take, though? Right. So we also do drives. Drives are really important. As we just talked about, food costs and the cost for other things, blanket drives. That's huge for us. They don't have to be new. They have to be clean. That's part of that dignity thing. Okay. Food drives are really important. When someone, I know Olson did one. Minnelli Wagner always does this massive one. You have thousands of pounds of food. That goes directly into our pantry and into our food program.
I'm sorry, who? Wagner?
Minnelli Wagner.
Okay.
Yep. So, yes. This month, financial donations are really the most important thing.
Okay.
It's how we get that budget squared away all year round. But there are lots of other ways that you can contribute to Mount Talbot, their mission, and to the people in our community who have that need.
She is Lori Wellman from Matt Talbot Kitchen and Outreach. Give to Lincoln Day, 22 days away. GiveToLincoln.com. Select Matt Talbot. They need it, and we would greatly appreciate your support.
You bet. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lori. Appreciate that. The Spillover is next on Early Break of the Ticket.